Anthony Posevius is a senior at Bryan High School. He has only been studying welding in the OPS Career Center for a year, but absolutely loves it. Part of the fun lies in the variety. Anthony says students can learn three different types of welding in the program.
They're all taught at the same time, just separated by groups. MIG welding's the more common one. They do it a lot in like big companies, cabinet making, cars, everything. Arc welding's more like pipeline and farm work. You can do it on dirtier metal. And then OA welding and TIG's a more specialized welding. It's high demand, but there's not very many people who can do it.
TIG stands for tungsten inert gas, while MIG is short for metal inert gas, and OA is oxyacetylene. Last semester, Anthony took part in his favorite project of the year. He and some classmates created some new welding tables as part of a class assignment.
Making all the brand new welding tables last semester. They're all adjustable. You can adjust the table height. You can adjust, because we do horizontal and overhead welding too, and you can adjust the height of it and where you position it.
Though he's dabbled a bit in welding at home, Anthony hadn't had any particular training until he started the program at the Career Center. Here he explains why, in his final year of high school, he decided to take up welding.
I've always liked welding, and I'm a hands-on kid. I know how to do woodwork. My dad's a carpenter. I've been around that my whole life, and I figured I'd go out and do something new.
Though students in the welding program are not certified welders when they come out, Anthony says his teacher, Mr. Lintz, is working on making certification a part of the program. Anthony explains what that certification would be.
He's going through a couple different companies. I think he's doing OPPD and Logiers, and you just do their certification tests, and then they would send it out or have someone come in to check it from the company, and if you pass, you get their certification.
In the welding program, students only learn how to weld. They don't do any project creation. Anthony says that's what the fabrication class is for.
Which is like an invite only once you get through all three welding processes. You can go in and that's where you make and design all sorts of things. I've helped make the classroom tables that we did. I've also made a fab table out in the tabletops with a piece of 3/4 inch stainless and then just miscellaneous brackets and all that for other teachers.
Anthony says there are definitely some things people may not realize about welding.
How much skill it actually takes to get it down and how much practice it takes. It's a lot of technique to actually be able to do it and be certified.
He says the hardest thing to master is consistency in the work.
You don't also go for strength, but you also want to go for looks. Because welders, if you can weld nice, you get paid more. If you can lay one that looks nice and you don't have to go over and grind it and make it look like there's nothing there, then you're not going to get as paid as much as someone who can weld and it looks like a nice even bead all the way across.
Anthony talks about his goals for the future, a future that will include fixing bulldozers and custom designing excavators as well as welding.
I got the Caterpillar sponsorship through NMC, and I was always wanting to be a heavy machining mechanic, and my own goal in life is to work for them for a while and then hopefully open up my own fab shop.
The Nebraska Machinery Company is paying for Anthony's tuition at Central Community College in Hastings. They will also buy him his first set of tools. Anthony says in return, he'll work for them for 2 years. Here he gives his best advice for anyone trying to accomplish their goals.
Just don't give up on what you're trying to do, really. If you give up, there's really no hope if you're actually going to get it or not. Then you'll always wonder if you could have.
The OPS Student Spotlight is a monthly feature that airs throughout the academic year. To listen to this story again or to check out our other features, go to KIOS.org and click on the OPS Student Spotlight button. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm KIOS News Director Cheryl Lee.